USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the government must get aid to Puerto Rico ASAP. Schumer noting catastrophic flooding and widespread power outages after Hurricane Fiona blasted the U.S. island territory. He said Puerto Rico's aging electric grid still hasn't recovered from Hurricane Maria 5 years ago. World leaders and diplomats are attending the 77th United Nations General Assembly this week in Manhattan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for action on the global fertilizer shortage.
If the fertilizer market is not stabilized, next year's problem might be food supply itself.
He says there are already reports of West African farmers with smaller crop yields because of fertilizer costs and availability. Gutierrez calls for the elimination of any obstacles to the production or transporting of fertilizer. The Senate Minority Leader is hammering the Biden administration over the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Orderly, legal immigration is part of what makes America strong. Anarchy and open borders makes us weak.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell criticizing a recent claim by Vice President Kamala Harris that the southern border is secure. The judge appointed to review documents the FBI took from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last month will hold its first hearing Tuesday. Late last week, Judge Raymond Deary, the special master in the case, ordered lawyers for Trump and the DOJ to submit agenda items for today's preliminary conference in New York City Federal Court. Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Border Patrol agents apprehended nearly 2 million immigrants illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border during fiscal year 2022, with more than a month left to count for the fiscal year. This as fentanyl deaths continue to skyrocket across the country. New York Republican Congressman John Katko talks about the increase in drugs being smuggled into the country.
If you want to fix immigration, let's sit down and fix it. This isn't the way to fix it. This is chaos, and this is really bad. And by the way, more than 100,000 Americans have died of drug overdoses last year. It's now the number one killer for people 18 to 45 years old. The number one killer, and the cartels are able to get it across because of the humanitarian crisis.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Police in Georgia are investigating the death of a woman. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A missing Georgia woman has been found dead in a ravine after she wired her daughter about $2,400 along with a chilling message, "They are not going to let me go. Love you." End quote. The body of 59-year-old Debbie Collier was found September 11th, 2 days after she left her Athens home in a rented SUV. Investigators are treating her death as a homicide.
The Las Vegas Aces will be honored Tuesday night for their first ever WNBA championship with a parade taking place down the Las Vegas Strip. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.